some menus or just the regular?
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Morena.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. Kind of hungry.
Oh, mate.
Oh, no. Oh. You'll be definitely hungry after this then. Yeah,
now you know how we feel at this time of the week. What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about pies.
Oh, no. We're going to be so hungry.
I'm going to say right now.
Oh, guys, there's a man out the window.
We've got some construction going on around the studio, so there's some scaffolding and maybe he also likes pies.
Yeah, he probably likes pies. Who doesn't like pies?
I had a delicious pie on Sunday.
Oh, where from?
Actually, somewhere I've never had a pie from before, the Piha store.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It was steak and cheese, which...
We've covered.
I like steak and cheese. These guys like mince and... Oh.
No, I like a steak and cheese.
Yeah, right, you like a mince and cheese.
I like mince and cheese, but steak and cheese is definitely the second option.
Yeah.
I was chatting to my friend the other day about this, and we're talking about, like, you know, when you go... You go to a different pie shop all the time, like,
yeah,
especially if you're on a road trip or something like that, but do you veer away from... what you would normally get?
No.
Nah.
You always get a steak and cheese.
Yeah,
eh?
I'm so basic.
It's kind of like a coffee order, I think. You don't like go changing it up. If you normally have a flat white or something, you don't go, I'm just going to have a cappuccino today.
Guess what, guys? I'm having a chicken curry pie.
Yeah. I just as you were saying that, I did. If there's a pie in the cabinet and it's like maybe a buttered chicken or just something that really jumps out at me, I might... veer away. And if it's really early in the morning, I might get a bacon and egg pie.
Oh, Yeah. Last time we talked about pies on this show, it literally took over the entire show. People were texting in about it for hours, and I hope that people can bring that same energy this morning. I would like to know what people's favourite pies and favourite pie shops are.
Yeah, favourite pie shop.
Yeah.
Mm. I just made a quick long list of my favourite pie shops.
And that will be the next 3 hours of this show as well. Yeah.
This is the whole segment. Well, I work in Greyland, so I'm kind of eating pies around the area usually. My boss, he used to be like, oh, let's go out for lunch. And you're thinking, oh, sweet, we're going to go out for lunch. This is going to be kind of
fancy
or whatever.
Yeah.
And he always would take us to the Early Bird Bakery on Ponsonby Road, which has been on Ponsonby Road for like 20 years.
Wow.
It's like covered in Coke branding, super like not a fancy place. But their pies, they're like $5. So up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the pie range. Expensive-ish.
But they are a doorstop. Like, that. It's a two-hander.
Wow.
And it's logistically difficult to eat because it's so full of delicious filling. So, yeah, that place is really awesome.
Is that the one that's up towards K Road?
Yeah.
More so? Yeah.
It's by Real Time.
Mm.
Yeah. It's awesome. There's the Busy Oven as well, which is in Richmond Road next to Ripe Deli, is awesome.
Oh, I always look at that place and I'm like, I feel like that'll be a good bakery.
Yeah, the people that work there are really lovely as well. Baker's Cottage is really close to us as well, which is in New North Road.
Yes, we've just had a Baker's Cottage text in. Baker's Cottage in Kingsland is a classic banger thing. They have four types of potato top. Huge potato top energy.
I thought there was only one
type. Only one type of potato top. Not at the Baker's Cottage in Kingsland.
Yeah, and they have a huge variety of everything, pretty much. Like, they don't have two types or five types of sandwiches. They have, like, 10 or whatever.
They were closed for a while for, like, a refurbish, and I have never been more bereft because that was when I lived in that area as well. And I was like, I just miss the Baker's Cottage.
Yeah, so good.
Come back!
We go and buy a family pie sometimes for dinner from Westmere Butchery.
Oh, nice.
They're so good.
They are so excellent. Highly recommend. I think probably my favourite pie.
They
used to be
good.
The ultimate treat when we were kids and like my grandma was looking after us or something and we'd have a family pie for tea.
Yes.
That was like even better than getting takeaways.
Oh,
so exciting.
Definitely.
Giant steak and cheese pie. It's just what could be better than that?
It's amazing. The Westmere Butchery ones have like a really kind of thick I think it's watercress pastry on the bottom, so it's like kind of dense, and then it's like a little crispier on top.
What is a hot watercress? Because I've heard
term
thrown around, and I really don't know what it is.
I think it's a pastry that's got quite a high fat content.
Okay. Ah.
So I think it's usually made with lard in hot water and flour, but don't fact check me on that.
5395 pie fact checking.
Hey, so I've got a couple of recipes.
Yeah, yes. Hit us.
One, there's heaps of other great places for pies as well. Maybe I'll slip them in. The pie that I make probably the most at home is a chicken and leek pie. It's super easy. I've been making this recipe for years and years.
Yum.
So you basically just sweat two large leeks, and you just cut them into quite large discs. You don't need to finely chop this, which is pretty awesome.
Rustic vibes. Oh,
so rustic. And two carrots, finely diced, about 700 grams of chicken thighs, skinless, boneless, and just chopped into, I don't know, small pieces. And then you and three sticks of celery and some thyme, and you just sweat that in some butter for like 15 to 20 minutes. And then once that's kind of a little bit soft, you would add in 2 tablespoons of flour. This kind of makes a white sauce.
Yum.
Yeah, just give that a stir up, and then you pour in a glass of white wine.
Ooh.
That you're already drinking. And then 280 mils of milk. And you just cook you make sure you season it as well, but you just cook that down until the sauce is thickened but still quite loose.
Nice.
And then you just put it into a pie dish, and then you cover it with puff pastry.
So it's a nice, easy one. You don't have to do super a pastry easy on the bottom. You can just do a little lid.
Which is always the gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And potentially maybe slightly healthier, you know? Don't want to bring health into the pie segment, but...
I can so vividly remember when John Campbell still did Campbell Live, he had a nutritionist person come on once and be like, people should only eat pies once every 4 months, and... John Campbell was so outraged, and I was like, same.
I'm people would have been
not okay with this.
Throwing the remote at the television, being like, how dare you? You want the pastry to be really cold when you roll it out and put it on. You would just give it an egg wash, mm-hmm. and then bake it in the oven at about 220 until it's really puffed up and golden.
Yum.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a family fave.
Al has also texted in with a chicken mushroom and leek pie that you can get as a family pie if you're ooh. Feeling even lazier and can't make it at home, and that is from Madam Jojo's in Upland Road.
Awesome.
So there you go. You hot can tip. Make it yourself with Nat's recipe, or you can go to Madam Jojo's as well, which sounds mint too.
Amazing. I'm pretty sure Westmere Butchery do a really mean chicken leek pie as well.
Yeah, I have had that one. I think it's got bacon in it.
Oh, mate.
Another thing that we make on the regular at home is a leftover pie.
Nice.
So basically I just buy those pre-rolled out puff pastry sheets. So, you know, you get like 5 or something in a packet. And we usually do this with... like a beef chili or a bean chili.
Oh, yep.
But you could do it with like a leftover bolognese, would be really yum as well. So basically you take the pastry out of the freezer while it's quite cold, put your cold filling in. Beef chili, and then I would put like some sour cream and some grated cheese.
Sour cream.
And then a little bit more chili on top so that the sour cream and stuff isn't going to stick to the pastry. Because you want that to be like oozing out in the middle.
Oh my god, yum.
And that is a good tip.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
And those pastry things thaw really quickly. So then you fold those over. So basically it's a rectangle, and push down the sides. Make sure all, that's pretty tight. You don't want it to
explode in the oven. No.
Yeah. And then just egg wash it. I usually put them back in the fridge for maybe like 15 minutes and then straight into a hot oven, 220 degrees, and they puff up and they're beautiful, golden, crispy.
It's kind of like a Cornish salad. Pasty, isn't it?
Cornish pasty is made with, I think, hot watercress pastry as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different thing then.
Yeah.
I think I did this once, but with leftover curry.
That would be really good. That would be amazing.
Didn't do the cheese part with that.
Yeah, that's all right.
But maybe you could do like... I don't know what would be
anything.
The alternative.
Yogurt?
Yeah, yogurt, I guess.
Put some Greek yogurt in
nice.
It.
Nice.
Or have it on the side would be
or
really nice.
Or some tamarind sauce.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Daily oh, Bread man. Do a really good curried kumara pie
oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Oh, yeah, that
it's
one
a
is
good
really good.
Vegetarian option. And Tarte Bakery, I think, as well, do excellent pies.
Vegan pies.
Yeah, vegan pies. And my colleague was saying that apparently before the owner made that whole place vegan, she was just selling, like, the most bomb meat pies.
Damn. We've had a few, quite a few, a lot, in fact, texts from listeners. Somebody says, 30 years ago when they used to eat meat, Ponsonby Pies did a killer beef, rosemary and tomato pie, which sounds like a great combo.
I think they still do that, and it is quite good.
Yum as. Someone said, checked out Mercury Plaza this week and got a spicy bean and cheese pie. It was the best pie I've had in years, just perfect in all ways.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. We've got some shout outs for Papakura Bakery. They have got the best pies. Chili cheese and beef in particular is so good.
See, I feel like a chili beef pie would be one that would might sway me into a different
same
choice.
Yeah, definitely.
If it had chili beef and cheese, I'd be like, oh.
Someone said it's hard to find here in New Zealand, but a firm favourite for any Scot is a Scotch pie, peppered mutton mince in a shell pastry, best with HP sauce.
Cool. Oh, brown sauce on just everything.
Yeah, I love HP sauce.
That's what you can put in your curry pie.
Yeah.
I cannot.
That would actually work quite well. Sorry.
Exactly. I cannot overstate how many texts and we've had about Muzz's pies in Mount Albert as well.
Okay, so yeah, Muzz's pies is up there. Apparently they've had a change of ownership.
Ooh.
Oh,
I reckon
I
they also
recently.
Have all of the awesome recipes though. Mm. The other one is the Kumu Pie Shop.
Oh.
Apparently, I saw a cross section on Instagram of one of their pies that was a chili beef and bean pie, and it had jalapeno, pickled jalapenos through it as well.
My God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That sounds
apparently,
awesome.
It's really, really good. I haven't been, but you know.
Some shout outs for the Pasadena Bakery and Point Chef. Great steak pies.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
can
still
confirm.
Yet to go there.
It's
I drive past it all the time and I'm like, oh, better stop. Then I don't.
Mamata Bakery as well in Richmond Road. They have a pie, it's a pumpkin and cheese pie, so another delicious vegetarian pie. They used to sell them at my high school tuck shop.
Nice.
And sometimes when I'm feeling like a little sad, I'll go and get one. And it will just like take me back somewhere else, you know?
That pumpkin and cheese pie is so unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Is it like chunks of pumpkin or mushy pumpkin?
No, it's quite mushy, but the cheese is quite sharp and the pastry is like a wholemeal pastry.
Oh,
it's just really good.
It's unreal. A friend of mine told me about it recently and she said we have to go and get one. And we did. And
it's pretty good.
It's so good. They actually do a fantastic, on the vegetarian pie route, lentil sausage roll.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm. Yum.
Well, that's not a pie.
Apparently, with Muzz's pies, according to this texter, they think it's now Muzz's son or son-in-law that runs
cool.
the place. So it's still in the family.
Awesome.
That's good,
good
to hear.
Know.
Oh, we've had a text in for a vegetarian mushroom pie in Gleneden Cafe Oro.
Nice.
Oro.
There you go. Loves a veggie pie.
I've got one last pie stop. This, you know, when you're driving, I don't know, to Wellington or whatever, Turangi, that's kind of like the halfway point probably. Mm. There is a really, really great cafe in Turangi called the Creole Tackle House and Cafe, and it's like very Twin Peaks vibes. Like it's a fishing shop, and out the back is this cute little cafe.
Mint.
And the women who run that, they make all their own pastry.
Oh, cool!
And when you said bacon in the chicken pie, I was triggered back to that memory of having homemade puff pastry pie with creamy leek, cheese, chicken and ham hock.
Oh.
If you're passing through Turangi or you're going to National Park or whatever, stop in there. It's so fabulous and quaint and amazing.
That is a very hot tip, Nat. Thank you so much for bringing us pies. And thank you guys as well for all your pie texts. I will read more of them out, don't worry.
Yes.
Someone says, please, please publish this pie list somewhere, and then has followed up another text with another please. So we'll do our best. That might be an ongoing mission. Thank you, Nat.
Thank you.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.